This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 29th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Persecuted Christians in India have been given hope for justice concerning the 2008 massacre in Orissa, where close to 100 Christians were killed in a riot. The Indian government has announced that it will reopen 315 cases of violence. The Fides news agency reports that the violence occurred when Hindu radicals, who accused Christians of converting other Hindus to Christianity, not only destroyed 5,600 homes and 300 churches, but also killed those 100 Christians. Meanwhile, here at home, a 2015 study from Pew Research found almost 1 in 4 Americans identified as atheist, agnostic, or listed their religion as, quote, nothing in particular, unquote, who have been dubbed as the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. Of more concern to Christians is that a plurality of those who left their church said they simply lost faith. 78% of the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, were raised as a member of a particular faith. Of that group, 49% said they no longer believe in God or miracles. WorldNetDaily.com comments that what this suggests is not that Americans are losing exposure to religion, it's that Americans are falling into apostasy. Another example of America's moral freefall comes from the University of New Mexico, where students were allowed to dissect the brains and body parts of aborted babies at a summer camp. According to FoxNews.com, the college could face a criminal investigation. Elisa Martinez of the New Mexico Alliance for Life described the school assignment as, quote, the tipping point of the depravity and lack of respect for human life, unquote. Listen to the University of New Mexico president who admits to the use of fetal tissue.
We had a faculty member who, in fact, had some tissue, and during one of these summer workshops, dissected one or two fetal brains.
Ephesians 4:18 says, they are separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. The Christian owner of a Michigan funeral home has won a legal battle which allowed him the right to fire a transgender employee named Anthony Stevens, who started dressing like a female in 2013 and insisted he be called Amy. A Baptist children's home in Muskegee, Oklahoma, has refused to accept a $28,000 donation from the Muskegee atheist community, who wanted the contribution to be noted, quote, in honor of, unquote, their God-denying organization. The Christian Post reports that the Murrow Indian Children's Home politely declined, saying that to accept it would be contrary to their biblical principles. 1 Corinthians 10:27 through 28 speaks to the situation. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then do not eat it, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. The Kentucky Supreme Court will not allow an abortion mill to reopen until it complies with the law. The EMW Women's Clinic, one of only 3 Kentucky abortion mills, was shut down for not having a license to operate and for unsanitary conditions. Donald Trump is calling on Hillary Clinton to release all of her daily schedules as Secretary of State before Election Day, after the State Department said Friday it cannot comply with the court-ordered release until after the presidential election. The Associated Press recently reported that more than half the people from outside the U.S. government who met or spoke by telephone with Clinton while she was Secretary of State had contributed $156 million to the Clinton Foundation. And Donald Trump posted a new ad on Thursday night about Hillary Clinton's need to address the racial undertones of her 2008 campaign.
When we arrived in South Carolina yesterday, this was the state newspaper. Clinton camp hits Obama, attacks painful for black voters, many in state offended by criticism of Obama and remarks about Martin Luther King.
Dr. King's dream began to be realized when President Lyndon Johnson passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
It's as if you are minimizing I have a dream. It's a nice sentiment, but it took a white president to get blacks to the mountaintop.
Italy's devastating earthquake claimed the lives of 290 people, but one story out of the rubble testifies to the power of love. 9-year-old Julia Rinaldo gave her 4-year-old sister, Georgia, a life-saving embrace, reports the Associated Press. Sadly, Julia lost her own life while protecting her little sister. The firefighter who pulled the girls out told Italy's La Repubblica newspaper that the position of the older girl's body apparently created a pocket of air that allowed Georgia to survive. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.